There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Valentine's Day is Saturday, so if you really want to dominate this Valentine's Day, skip the roses and send the 50 Shades of Grey Bear instead. Just in time for the movie opening, he is available exclusively at vermontsteddybear.com. Specially designed for fans of the best-selling story, the 50 Shades of Grey Bear even comes with his own set of mini handcuffs. And if you don't think she's into that kind of thing, well, think again, because she is. She read the book and she cannot wait for the movie. Indulge her and your darkest desires. Tie down the limited edition 50 Shades of Grey Bear at VermontTeddyBear.com. That's VermontTeddyBear.com. She can't help but submit to loving him and you. Overnight delivery guaranteed. To dominate Valentine's Day, call 1-800-829-BEAR or visit VermontTeddyBear.com and tell them.
Remodeling a bathroom or dreaming of a new kitchen? Studio 41 Home Design Showrooms is your complete resource with a great selection of kitchen and bath products now featuring the bold look of Kohler. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
We are Chicago's original sports talk station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score!
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Make a great save with a Wolves fan 4-pack, 4 tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and popcorn at one low price. The Cavaliers were struggling earlier in the season. That is not the case now, says Joakim Noah.
You know, they got new pieces that are gelling really well. And, the best players are playing at a really high level. They look like they're having fun out there, so... Hopefully we can slow that down a little bit.
Bulls right now third in the East. Cavs are fourth. They will both play each other tonight at the United Center. Jimmy Butler is out. He's got a strained shoulder. His status for the All-Star game is uncertain right now. Kirk Heinrich is not going to play tonight. Going to have to sit out again. Though Mike Dunleavy is probable to go. Elsewhere in the NBA, George Karl officially is the head coach of the Sacramento Kings. He gets a 4-year contract there that was reported earlier this week. And in a radio interview today, Carmelo Anthony said the Knicks are very likely, to shut him down after the All-Star break due to a bad knee. Tom Clements has been promoted to associate head coach of the Packers. He will begin calling plays in Green Bay. On the offensive side, Edgar Bennett becomes the offensive coordinator now. The Rams have hired Frank Cignetti as their offensive coordinator. New Padres pitcher James Shields says the Cubs were one of his two finalists for his services. He finally chose San Diego. Ken Rosenthal reports the Cubs offered a 3-year contract. College basketball tonight, the Fighting Illini take on Michigan. Our broadcast will start at 7:30. This update brought to you by PDQ Signature Systems, fast, efficient restaurant POS software. And join the Score and Keith Van Horn live from 1 to 3 Saturday from the Toyota Sports Corner at the 2015 Chicago Auto Show. Stop by and check out the full lineup of exciting new Toyotas like the all-new Corolla, the all-new Camry, and the all-new Toyota Highlander. Brought to you by Toyota. Let's go places. 670 weather, mostly cloudy tonight, low of around 5. Chance of snow tomorrow with highs in the mid-20s. I'm Chris Ranji, and you are listening to the number one sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Arlington Heights Ford. Visit ahford.com.
Fours and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
Derek Travis for a drive, and he scores, and one.
It's the next game. That's all we're thinking about is improve, get ready, know who they are. They're playing as well as anyone in the league. That's a good test.
Rose, slices along the baseline, floats it up.
Keep an eye on
it's an important game, huge game for us. We want to continue to do things right. We lost twice against them, so I think it's important for us to make sure we get the win. It's a big game for us.
Are you kidding me? 53 in game
waiting for the ages.
You know, you'd like to have any time, anywhere, guys. It shouldn't take a game like that to get you excited.
James, head of steam, goes right at Ibaka, count it, and one.
They play well together. We just got to make sure the defense is there.
J.R. Smith, he is on fire. Smith with no hesitation. From downtown.
They added shooting, defense, veterans, guys with experience. They're deep. Their bench is proven. You know, they got a lot of weapons. They're coming at you.
Cavs and Bulls.
It's not about Cleveland.
Boers and Bernstein.
Go Blackhawks.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
Comcast, WGN, the Cavs TV Network. You heard from Tibbs. You heard from Pow Pow Pow. And I believe that was Derek in there, and that slight thing with Joakim Noah, I believe.
Got an interesting basketball game tonight to close out the, well, it's not the first half of the season, the pre-All-Star game portion of the NBA season, with the Bulls welcoming the Cleveland Cavaliers. And covering that game, among others, will be this man, Steve Ashburner from NBA.com. He's at AshNBA on Twitter, and he is on the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at GrossingerDeals.com. Hello, Steve.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Doing great. How you doing, my friend?
I'm good. I'm pinned down. The rest of our crew is already in New York since Wednesday, and I've got the last game here to attend to. The entire league is off, other than the Bulls and the Cavaliers. So all eyes will be on United Center tonight, except for those of the fellas that are out and about in Manhattan.
Well, and you know, no one's to call that a statement game. Really, there. I mean, your statement game is when you beat somebody in the playoffs. In my little odd NBA world, beat them in the playoffs and then talk to me. Then we're all good. Where do you think the Bulls are at right now as we approach the last game before the All-Star break?
I think they're a little less searching than maybe they were, you know, a few games ago. But I don't think that they got it figured out. I think that sort of the unrest and concerns are right below the surface, because all it takes is a couple of poor performances, and all of a sudden all those issues are right back in everybody's grill. So I don't think that they've really fixed anything. I think that they win games and people stop talking about certain things, and then they lose games and those topics come back.
Do you think the actual nuts and bolts problems are solvable? I'm not talking about the Thibodeau management rift. I'm talking about the X's and O's of their defense when Pau Gasol is on the floor, and what they seemingly just can't seem to do well anymore.
Well, yeah, I do think they're solvable, because you know it is basketball. Thibodeau seems, you know, entirely competent. He certainly logs the hours to make adjustments. It might not be a result of Powell, you know, playing defense better, being more mobile or anything like that. I mean, it may just be a matter of when he's on the floor and who he's on the floor with. And if they need to go with Noah and Gibson down the stretch, and Powell has to sort of watch the way Boozer did late in games, I mean, that may be the way they have to go. But he has been, culpable for some of these breakdowns. And one theory that I read, it might have been Rosenblum in the Tribune, one theory I read that kind of resonated with me was, if there's anything going on where one guy like Al is accountable but is not being held so by the coaches, that can erode, you know, a team's sort of faith and trust and togetherness in things. Everybody has to be held accountable. And if somehow they were making any concessions for Powell's lack of aggressiveness, his poor showing on pick and rolls, that sort of stuff, if they weren't holding him as accountable as they would hold anybody else, then I could see where that could be cause ripples within the ranks.
I guess the only thing, you know, I only asked that, Steve, because the only thing that would I don't even know if this saves Tom's job, according to some. I have no idea. You win the East and you lose the NBA Finals, he's still fired. I mean, I don't know if we can talk about trying to save his job or he's trying to save his job, whatever. But is this, you know, does that have to happen, what you're talking about with pow, pow, pow there before this team? Because I have a hard time this team winning a playoff series against a real good team when you're soft as hell at the end of the games in the middle. That is and teams have been there all year long. They've missed some shots, but they've had some shots they never used to get against the Bulls.
Well, to me, that stuff counts extra against Chicago, because that was such a source of strength. That's what they relied on. And if you go and you attack the Bulls in the middle and you sort of have your way with them, I mean, that's cutting Samson's hair. I mean, that's just, you know, exposing them on something that they really would lean on. And all of a sudden now they start to grasp for what do we have we can count on?
Do you think it's possible the Bulls have a move to make here? Is there anything they can do? We've speculated. We heard Taj Gibson's name come bubbling up. And as Thibodeau is looking around for solutions currently on his roster, trying to find the combination that I guess in this case puts the lock on rather than opens it, if we're going to have the defensive metaphor, is there something his bosses could do to help him?
Well, you know, we heard Aaron Aflalo as well, and that, you know, was in the Taj Gibson sort of scenario. You know, the old wisdom is you don't trade bigs for smalls. The way your view of Tony Snell is, I mean, he is either now sort of emerging and showing that he's got resiliency to claw his way out of the doghouse and contribute, or he's fool's gold. He's going to get you just past the trading deadline, and all of a sudden you're not going to be able to rely on him anymore. And I think that, to me, that's, you know, I think the Bulls' biggest problems in terms of what they've done on the floor, I think Joakim Noah has not been the same player in terms of just his own
right, yep.
Health and ability mm-hmm. to do things and his impact. And you know, Jimmy Butler, when he's been hurt and, you know, playing two ends of the floor the way he has, if he's their only guy to, you know, to throw on the other team's best scorers, I think that they're thin.
While we're talking about the Bulls, how about the Cavs for a second, Steve? Have they figured this out now? I think they've won 14 of 15, and Love is a little bit more involved. I don't know if he's going to play tonight. I got poked in the eye, whatever happened to him last night. But, I mean, yeah. is this looking to you like you thought the Cavs would look? Are they there yet where they need to be?
I don't know. They're pretty darn good. What are they, 14 out of 15 over the last four-plus weeks? We're all frauds, okay? Let me just preface it with that. Because when this team came together, just as with Miami 4 years ago, we all said, well, you know, it's going to take them some time. You know, these guys have to learn how to play with each other, and Love and Irving in particular aren't nearly as accomplished, haven't had to play with great teammates. And then we gave them zero time. We immediately, or soon thereafter, 2 weeks in, started to pick, and wring hands, and wonder about David Blatt, and I mean, now it seems like with 2 months until the playoffs, geez, they're almost early to get, you know, to sort of find the rhythm. You don't want to peak too soon, Cavaliers. So, you know, I think we all said it was going to take time in our heads. We knew it, but we didn't have the patience to let that sort of play out. And when you factor in other things like personalities and contract options and stuff like that, and LeBron getting kind of funky there for a while, it was just raw meat to everybody out there that had an opinion. And to me, this is what the regular season was supposed to be about for them. I think they'll be in the finals, and they're actually ahead of schedule. When you really put it on paper,
I'm right there with you. My hands in the air, and
finals.
I'm talking about is as far as missing the boat. On urging LeBron to fire David Blatt.
Yeah, fired David Blatt.
I thought these trades were panic moves, and I'm thinking J.R. Smith. You're giving this embattled coach J.R. Smith to deal with, and next thing you know, J.R. Smith is popping the ball around. I mean, he's really playing well.
You're supposed to lose any trade in which you're the team that gets J.R.
Correct.
Smith.
Correct. Yes.
He was lost.
And I'm amazed, too. Now, I did like Mozgov. I mean, I thought when we saw Denver, I think they were in Chicago pretty early in the year, and it's just like, he's a big SOB, and that team needed him most of all. But I thought he was a very helpful player, you know, with the Nuggets, and could have helped a number of teams. He's been exactly what they've needed. You know, Love doesn't have to have 20-20 games. He doesn't need to grab 20 rebounds when Tristan Thompson and Mozgov are grabbing 16. So, J.R. Smith, I guess, having been a sixth man, maybe a little more seriousness, knowing LeBron will bounce him out of there if need be, is an upgrade over Deion Waiters, who's not nearly at that point on his learning curve. He still has money he wants to make and wants to assert himself. So that, those trades, I agree with you. I thought, boy, there's kinds of dingy little trades that, you know, are fingers in the dike, and I didn't see that they would have the impact they've had. But I give them a lot of credit. Right after on the rankings, LeBron's sort of spa shutdown I think that was good for him in terms of health. I think it also was sort of a shot across everybody else's bow there that, you know what, I could not be here. You know, what are you going to do about things then? I think it was a little bit of a sit-down strike to grab people by the scruff of the neck.
Interesting. Well, I say you point out too that J.R. Smith, you know, when LeBron gives you that look, well, he used to yell at Chalmers. I don't know who he's yelling at this year. If he's yelling at anybody quite like he was at Chalmers, but I think it's just a little more difficult for whatever reason, Steve, to be a jerk when you're playing with LeBron. I just think you kind of want to hide it a little bit because he'll make it so that you never play again. Even if the guy you need, he'll fix you somehow. So J.R. Smith, I can't believe my eyes either. By the way. I can't believe what I'm seeing. It's like this mirage is happening. No, that's not the real. Yeah, unfortunately it is. And he has helped them. So, I mean, they're pretty deep now. Besides everything else, they're no longer like, that bench just sucks. Not really.
Well, and they don't really even use some of these guys. I mean, you know, the talk about, well, Ray Allen going to Cleveland. Mm-hmm. They don't use Mike Miller. They don't use James Jones. So convincing Ray Allen, unless he really thinks this is the best place to just add another ring, convincing him that there are minutes for him to be had there, I think that's going to be a tougher sell, even though he and LeBron have history. By the way, did you see that Chalmers went into the Cavs locker room last night after the game Miami and Cleveland?
No.
And they say LeBron lit up like a Christmas tree. I think he did because he remembered, oh, yeah, this guy's not on my team anymore. This is pretty nice.
Because he was always yelling at him. Maybe he just didn't yell at him for old time's sake. All right, before we let you go, Ash, what is the truth to the taffy pull over Doug McDermott right now? Because I'm hearing all kinds of things about dissatisfaction from McDermott and people close to him and people talking to Bulls management asking what's going on here and Tom Thibodeau sort of defiantly still refusing to play him. It's possible he just sucks and in practice he can't play. And that we've got potentially a lottery pick for whom they traded up not being an NBA player. They haven't sent him down to the D League. I'm just waiting for something to give here because it's just not.
Well, I saw your tweet originally and I felt bad for Doug McDermott if his dad is involved.
Yeah,
there's no way you can... That happened.
Yeah, that happened. The his father, who is, you know, got some standing in the basketball world, has at least in a casual sense called and say, hey, what the hell's going on here?
Yeah, that's I when I was in Minnesota, J.R. Ryder's mom walked onto the floor one night, so it had me flashing back to how bad things can get when the parents start to helicopter in.
I remember that.
I hope that this is not, that to me is the least persuasive thing for giving Doug McDermott, more opportunity. We thought at the beginning this was going to be challenging, right? Because Mirotić and McDermott, two rookies, how would Thibodeau divvy up the minutes? Who would sort of jump ahead? And Mirotić grabbed that spot. And McDermott wasn't playing with a lot of confidence. That snowballs when you don't have opportunity. He missed some shots and he got hurt. This is not an unusual rookie season, though, for a lot of guys playing under a lot of coaches. You know, ask George Karl, ask Pat Riley what they thought or think of rookies. It would seem that they could use the floor spreading, but unless McDermott is able to show it on a regular basis in practice, and maybe when they come back from All-Star break, and they have a couple of days of practice in a row, maybe he can start to assert himself a little bit more. And obviously Mirotić, has created a little bit of an opening for this because of the way he's been shooting. But I wouldn't be too worried. The guys, they gave up Nurkic, didn't they?
Yes, they did, and he's looking awfully good. That's the guy that made Mozgov expendable.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. He was. He's the reason. It's just like, they let Nene go because they had Kenneth Faried coming up. Same thing with Denver.
I don't know him. I don't know Nene. I don't know who that is, and I don't know what he did. All right, Steve, we'll let you go. Pleasure as always, my friend. And, you just see where J.R. Ryder's mom is. Would you just check that out? That's great.
J.R. Ryder, man, they had to atone to her. They had to explain his minutes. So it made for fun. Since there weren't any victories, it was something to write.
Hey, you know what? Real quickly, compare and contrast just in a couple sentences. Tom Thibodeau, Bill Musselman.
Well, you know, he gave Tibbs his start.
I know.
So there is a lot of influence there. Now, Musselman had more of a real life, as far as I know. I mean, he got out and about. He enjoyed himself. I mean, I think Tom is a burn the midnight oil and shutter the blinds and kind of a workaholic, pitch the cot at the headquarters. Musselman was, I don't think players really had a problem playing for Mus because I think they knew he got the best out of them. And that's what some of the stuff going on with the Bulls. And if there's a sense at all that, you know, that he quote unquote lost the team or any of those allegations that got Van Gundy so riled up, is that these guys need to remember some of the things they never accomplished or may never accomplish again that happened with Thibodeau around, like a Defensive Player of the Year award, like an MVP, like some All-Star berths, you know. So that's very Musselman-like. But Mus enjoyed the give and take. It was a simpler time, too. I don't know how he would have fared with constant scrutiny, 24/7 media, social media, you know, all the stuff picking. Because he cut corners. Certainly in NCAA, you all remember that and what he left behind him in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. So, but he, I don't know. I just like the guy who can be that relentless and single-minded and driven. And he did it, but he would come up for air. I'm not sure how much Tom comes up for air, but maybe he does, and it's just so far away from us that we don't know it.
Thanks, Ash.
Okay, guys.
Steve, take care.
Thanks. That's Steve Ashburner, and I also have to say, and members of Midnight Oil. We're Boris and Bernstein. We have the second half at the bottom of the hour. Don't forget, 5 o'clock today.
Who are you crapping?
Jim Phillips then will join us at 5:30, and we also have another entry into the 2015 Charity Poker Championship to give away between now and 6 o'clock on The Score.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to digital exclusives, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best. Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. Awfully tough week for college basketball with the loss of Jerry Tarkanian and Dean Smith, two coaching icons. A couple of very different guys on the surface, but there are similarities. Both inspired this crazy love and loyalty from their players, and both spoke out on issues before it was popular to do so. In the case of Tark, to this day, I'm not sure I've ever seen college teams work or play as hard as his running Rebels did at UNLV. I went to UC Santa Barbara. One of the highlights of my college experience was seeing UNLV come into our building. It was like we were playing the LA Lakers. Dean Smith didn't just change the game, he helped change society. A brilliant coach who went to the Final Four 11 times and helped break down segregation in Chapel Hill, both on and off the court. Two brilliant coaches and an enormous loss for the sport this week. I'm Jim Rome.
Guys, if you really want to dominate Valentine's Day, skip the roses and send the 50 Shades of Grey Bear instead. Just in time for the movie opening, he's available exclusively at VermontTeddyBear.com. Specially designed for fans of the best-selling story, the 50 Shades of Grey Bear even comes with his own set of mini handcuffs. If you don't think she's into that kind of thing, think again. She read the book and can't wait for the movie. Indulge her and your darkest desires. Tie down the limited edition 50 Shades of Grey Bear at VermontTeddyBear.com. That's VermontTeddyBear.com. She can't help but submit to loving him and you. Valentine's delivery is guaranteed, so call 1-800-829-BEAR or click the banner to visit VermontTeddyBear.com.
The Battery, modern day fire, powering everything from remote control cars to the car in your garage. So when your car battery is reaching the end of the line, or you're wondering whether it is, stop by Advance Auto Parts. We'll test your old one for you, free of charge. And if you purchase a new Autocraft battery, we'll install it for free. Only if you'd like us to, of course. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back to the garage.
Most vehicles, most locations. See store for details.
16. You have one job and you have 2 days to do it, so I'm here to help. It's an amazing deal for roses, and she wants them, and you want to get them for her. So, 2 dozen assorted roses, decadent chocolates, a free glass vase, for $29.99. That's it. That's from Pro Flowers, or you can really impress her and upgrade to 24 long stem assorted roses, chocolates, and an upgraded cherry vase for just $9.99 more. Go to proflowers.com and use my code Bernstein. Quick, easy Valentine's Day delivery guaranteed. Get it done before it's too late and check it off your list. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the top right corner and type in Bernstein. That's proflowers.com. Click on the microphone and type in my last name, Bernstein. This offer has been extended to Friday or when supplies run out. So get this done and order today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
CBS Tuesday.
You ready?
I'm good for a fight.
The network that brought you TV's number one drama, NCIS, takes you to the Big Easy.
My city, my way.
Now, New Orleans has its own NCIS.
This town really gets into your DNA.
Scott Bakula stars.
Are we gonna have some fun?
NCIS New Orleans, Tuesday, only CBS.
Day is Saturday, so if you really want to dominate this Valentine's Day, skip the roses and send the 50 Shades of Grey Bear instead. Just in time for the movie opening, he is available exclusively at vermontsteddybear.com. Specially designed for fans of the best-selling story, the 50 Shades of Grey Bear even comes with his own set of mini handcuffs. And if you don't think she's into that kind of thing, well, think again, because she is. She read the book and she cannot wait for the movie. Indulge her and your darkest desires. Tie down the limited edition 50 Shades of Grey Bear at VermontTeddyBear.com. That's VermontTeddyBear.com. She can't help but submit to loving him and you. Overnight delivery guaranteed. To dominate Valentine's Day, call 1-800-829-BEAR or visit VermontTeddyBear.com and tell them the story.
This Friday, if you're looking for a reason to go to paradise, Hawaii Five-O has oh so many.
Let's go, come on.
Like McGarrett and Dano.
Should we call for backup?
You're my backup.
Last time you said that, I got shot in the shoulder.
Chin Ho.
Don't move a muscle.
Kono.
I admire the confidence.
Comes with a badge.
Grover.
Wherever you go, trouble follows.
That's funny coming from you.
And even.
Booyah.
Jerry.
We make a great team.
Should be good.
Hawaii Five-O, CBS Friday.
And we'll be doing the second half in just a few moments here on Boards of Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We certainly enjoyed the first half of this show. I've enjoyed it a lot.
It's been great.
Yep, and I needed it.
Yeah.
I needed it.
A little break from stuff. Yep. And I'm just, if you're just joining us, there was the press conference today where Jesse Jackson again is preening and grandstanding, and this time with lawyers, and they did not say that they are going to file suit right now, but they're just investigating.
They're investigating.
They invoked Ferguson, Missouri. They invoked Eric Garner. They invoked police brutality. They invoked the crucifixion all over a team that fudged its boundaries to try to win youth baseball.
To bring
games.
In ringers to win after losing last year.
Yeah, it's really, all, it's all really a little much. I just
so
think
you don't
to
think of that as the crucifixion.
No shame, no perspective, and it's really just too bad. And it
yeah,
keeps
but you
going.
Know what? I, that other than the crucifixion crack, I mean. That's shared. That lack of perspective is shared by a lot of people today.
It has been. And I have been told, by the way, that officials within Little League International are not concerned because of the long history of other teams being stripped of titles for various mm-hmm. reasons, be they state titles, regional titles, et cetera. And they believe that if ever anybody came and said, all right, show us all of these things that have happened before, and we need all kinds of comps, that there is no record whatsoever of racial bias, which shouldn't surprise anybody. And they don't believe that there's a reason to make any kind of a statement right now because they don't have to. They've made their statement. Roscoe Village, here's Sean on the score.
Yes, how's it going, guys?
Okay.
I just want to say I agree with you guys 110%. Speaking as an African-American male, you know, the coaches and the parents was wrong for what happened. I think if just one coach would have just came out and said, you know, I take full responsibility for this, it was never the kid's fault, this all would go away. Speaking as an African-American, this is one of the problems in the African-American community. No matter what happens, it's never our fault. And I think that's the biggest problem right now. And no one's talking about it.
I just think it's the wrong lesson for some good kids.
Yeah, thank you for the call. Yeah, I think there's some, I'm not going to argue with that call. Yeah, I think the victimization, and it's always, you know, I mean, this has nothing to do with anything. Certainly not the crucifixion. I don't know. Maybe it does. Maybe somehow in an alternative universe, that's what happened. We're at the crucifixion and something happened. But I don't think Little League is racist. I'm going to take a guess here. Another stab in the dark.
They loved this story. And part of the reason why people say, well, why did it take so long? Because they didn't want you to get caught.
Yeah.
They didn't want to have to find this. It killed them. I have to make this ruling. Why did it take so long? Because they wanted to help you. They wanted to make sure the story was still good. They can't say that, but that's what happened.
Yeah.
And our second half's about to begin.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. The Wolves are home tomorrow at 7 and Sunday at 4 at Allstate Arena. Go to ChicagoWolves.com. Earlier in the week, Coach Tom Thibodeau of the Bulls said there have been more injuries with this year's team than he's ever seen. Still the case today. Cavaliers are in town. The Bulls are going to be without Jimmy Butler.
Kirk's out also, so... those type of players, you can't guard them individually. You have to guard them with your team. And obviously, they're a lot more than just LeBron. You know, you're talking about Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love, and that's a lot.
He's talking about the Cavaliers in town tonight. Butler out with a strained shoulder and might miss some All-Star game stuff. He's out for the skills competition. Kirk Heinrich, as you heard, not going to play either. Elsewhere, the four-year deal to make George Karl the head coach of the Kings is official. James Shields has confirmed the Cubs were one of his two final destinations he was thinking about, but then he picked the Padres. Cubs reportedly offering a three-year deal. The attorney for Jackie Robinson West says there will be no lawsuit filed at this time over the team being stripped of its Little League title. We'll have college basketball on the score tonight. The Fighting Illini against Michigan are broadcast at 7:30. This update brought to you by Sports Mockery. Download the Sports Mockery app. Search Sports Mockery. And join the score, Steve Rosenblum and Mark Grody, live from 10 to 1 Saturday from the Toyota Sports Corner at the Chicago Auto Show. Stop by and check out the full lineup of exciting new Toyotas like the all-new Camry, the all-new Highlander, and the all-new Toyota Corolla, brought to you by Toyota. Let's go places. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Second half brought to you by Home Run and Pizza, Chicago's original thin crust pizza.
I don't think that the second half has to be a death march.
And now, it's time to begin the second half.
First half of the show, we talked to Eldon Ham.
We did.
Reggie Theus, Matt Miller, and Steve Ashburner talked a bit about the still-developing clown show that is the Jackie Robinson West story.
Well, as we mentioned yesterday, it was the end of Josh McCown yesterday as a member of the Bucks. So, Tom Jones, not the singer, not the guy that was singing, Tom Jones from the Tampa Bay Tribune writes this. If he wasn't going to be part of the solution, then keeping him was part of the problem. So cut bait, or in this case, cut Josh. The Bucks on Wednesday cut ties wisely, I might add, with Josh McCown. Coach Lovie Smith's hand-picked quarterback to lead a team out of the abyss and into the playoffs. Nice call. For nearly $5 million, the Bucks got one victory. Not that McCown's 1-10 record as a starter with Tampa was all his fault. You saw the Bucks last season. That claim had a lot of broken links. Well, in what took some real effort, McCown became the worst Josh in the history of Bucks quarterbacks. Actually, he made a run at being the worst Bucks quarterback named anything. And it goes on. It's just hysterical. I mean, it points out he's really a nice guy, but for the love of God, stop playing football.
They were a cute little story to start the season, and when I saw them play against the Bulls and saw some of the quickness and length and athleticism, I thought, okay, well, this could be kind of a fun team. And I have always thought that their coach, Jason Kidd, knew what he was doing. Now I'm thinking that the Bucks are something more than just a cute little story. Milwaukee's 30-23.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They've won 9 of 11. And Giannis Antetokounmpo is 20.
I can't say that.
He's 20 years old. They're doing this without Jabari Parker. So while Jason Kidd has never been somebody I've found particularly likable, and the way he went after this job in particular was a bit unseemly, but there is really something to watch there for another team in the East. And boy, the East could use it. The East could use somebody who's not awful. And they're certainly not awful, but the Milwaukee Bucks, keep an eye on them. They may soon be a hell of a lot better than not awful.
I love basketball stories, especially when Karl Malone wants to fight Kobe Bryant. You know, years ago, apparently, Kobe's wife made some motion, and Karl winked at her or something, and Kobe has hated him, even though they're teammates after that, and now he's willing to fight him. And Karl Malone also, against just about everything that has to do with basketball, all this, that, and the other stuff, no good. It was better in my time, one of those guys. But fighting Kobe, you know, there's something satisfying about fighting Kobe Bryant to a lot of people, apparently. A lot of people feel the same way about him. But all of a sudden, you know, the mailman, we haven't heard much from him, right? He's one of those guys, but he doesn't think much of today's players. He doesn't like much of this. He doesn't like much of that. But he does, however, want to fight Kobe Bryant.
I don't know what the hell was wrong with the Blackhawks last night. And without having Marian Hossa's individual heroics grab you a standings point that you should be very, very thankful for, that you didn't really deserve, he did it all by himself. That they were in a haze last night. Awful turnovers, throwing the puck to open ice to nobody there, and mincing around in their own defensive zone, just completely out of sorts. Slow to every 50-50 opportunity, losing puck battles. I don't know what was going on, especially against a team that you've always had some terrific games against, that you have always brought out the best in you against the Vancouver Canucks. So it could be a midseason lull. It probably is, but you better thank your lucky stars that Marian Hossa single-handedly bailed you out, because that should have been a much worse night than it was, and be very, very happy that you got 1 point in the standings there by forcing overtime late, down 4-2, and just sleepwalking the entire time. But the bad passing has got to stop, because in the playoffs, a good team is going to pounce on those. And the fact that the Hawks had a 1-0 lead without really having the puck at any point early on was remarkable. Fix that.
That's second half. We do it every damn day. We always ask you to think of this or the other things we discussed at 312-644-6767. We've talked to a lot of guests today in the main, and we've taken some callers as well. And guess what? What would they want to be talking about today? 312-644-6767. Don't forget, at 5 o'clock.
Who you crapping?
Oh, man. And be good, would you? Boris and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
Is your restaurant using the best point-of-sale system available? I'm Joe Flynn, owner of PDQ Signature Systems. If your restaurant doesn't have online ordering, delivery mapping, or a customer rewards program, you need PDQ. Whether you're casual or fine dining or quick service with delivery, if you want happy customers, you need PDQ. Your costs will go down, your revenue will go up. Visit PDQ today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com. If your favorite restaurant doesn't have online ordering, tell them to visit PDQPOS.com.
It's the romance of the famous Oak Street location inside the historic Esquire Theater Building. Enjoy Del Frisco's Valentine celebration anytime during this weekend, February 13th through the 15th. Celebrate with a special Valentine's Day feature, a delicious 8-ounce filet and lobster for just $79. Visit delfriscos.com for reservations.
The Battery, modern day fire, powering everything from remote control cars to the car in your garage. So when your car battery is reaching the end of the line, or you're wondering whether it is, stop by Advance Auto Parts. We'll test your old one for you, free of charge. And if you purchase a new Autocraft battery, we'll install it for free. Only if you'd like us to, of course. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back to the garage.
Most vehicles, most locations. See store for details.
Com.
Northwestern basketball, Chicago's Big Ten team hosts Iowa this Sunday at Welsh Ryan Arena.
That's at the Progressive International Motorcycle Show at 5:30 p.m. The new Dark Horse is the gritty brother of the Indian Chief Classic with blacked-out, unpolished style, starting at just $16,999. Join Indian Motorcycle for the debut on Friday, February 13th. Always wear a helmet.
My name is Harold Finch. I built a machine of unrivaled power. The machine detects ordinary crimes before they happen.
You can call me Reese. In another life, I worked for the government, hunting down the world's most dangerous men. Now I stop bad things from happening to good people.
You've taken very good care of me.
My friend and I help people in trouble. Thank you for giving me my life back.
The world is better off with both of us in it.
The hit drama, Person of Interest, CBS Tuesday.
Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the OneTouch Mail-R Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Mail-R Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
Last year we saved for a winter family vacation and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
CVS Monday.
Surprise!
Spend some time with Mike and Molly.
Where you been all day?
It's your mother's.
I thought that was where fun went to die.
America's favorite couple.
A romantic little story about two people who meet in Chicago.
Aw, that's us.
Oh, God, no.
And there's more laughs.
You're like a boxer.
Because I want to punch you in the face?
Than ever before.
That's the world I want to live in.
Don't miss Mike and Molly.
Oh, it's going to be so great.
CBS Monday.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Boris the Bird Seat, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, 343 on a chilly Thursday. But you know, as usual, I think we've already warmed your hearts for you. No?
Nah, I don't know.
Nah.
We'll see.
Probably not.
Yes, for phone calls, and we got them. Old buddy JC in Oak Lawn is on The Score. JC.
Hey, how you doing there, fellas?
We're good.
Hey, man, I can see things both ways, all right? From the legalistic point of view, yes, I can understand why folks are saying a foul is a foul. Yes, it is. But from growing up and seeing a situation where there was parity versus equity, and there was no parity when you went up against teams going to fill-ins and they were stacked against you and you lost every time, the coaches decided that they would take matters in their own hands and that they would stack their team to get a parity and equity situation and play on an even playing field. Now, that situation is not addressed, as well as the situation from the coach who was in Evergreen Park. And the question that was not asked him was, since you blew the whistle and you thought that you were in the right and you were standing up for the kids and all of this, how many times did you look the other way when you saw it happening and you didn't blow the whistle? That's my question to him, all right? We know that everybody saw it all over the place.
I don't get the anger at the whistleblower. I know that's what always happens, but what did he do?
He blew the whistle after.
Well, he should have. He should have.
Okay, why didn't he blow the whistle years before?
All
over the place.
We don't know what he's seen and when he's seen it.
Yeah, we don't know. We have no idea. You're taking for granted that he's seen it. Yeah, you don't know that.
And when you're talking about tournaments at fill-ins and locally, you know, there's nothing wrong with stacking teams.
It's different than this.
You just not in this particular tournament.
Okay, this has been going on since I can remember.
Not in the Little League.
Okay.
Not in the Little League.
I mean, it goes on, sure.
Not this tournament.
Team stacking goes on constantly, all the time, in travel baseball, in club leagues.
It's the whole idea.
In elite baseball, sure, that you're supposed to be stacking teams. But this is one tournament where you're not allowed to, and boundaries are rigidly enforced.
So Mark Mulder's tweet said that JRW's been cheating forever. Mark Mulder goes back a damn lot of years.
Well, so, I stand corrected, guys.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not against stacking teams when you're trying to play a very high-level ball. That's what you do. They overreached by trying to do it for this event. Any other number of tournaments, you grab whoever you want, import whoever you want, recruit whoever you want. It's not in and of itself wrong to do that, just not for this. And they start falsifying residence documents and creating phony maps, and you get caught.
Like I say, Mark Mulder seems to be familiar with all of it. I mean, I saw his team when he was, I think 11 or 12, maybe it's 11 and the 11 and 12 team. They were really good, his team. They're really good. You know, I mean, I don't know if they're stacked what they're doing, but they're really good. But if he's saying, this way back when they were doing this, which is fine. It's just if you want to play in the Little League World Series, no.
This is Sean next on The Score. Hey, Sean.
Yes, hey, how's it going?
Fine.
I would just basically want to explain where, you know, the rules I put in place for, you know, against stacking a team and how that works is, you know, each kid has to have it's a form that they have to fill out. The coaches and the presidents of a league would have to fill like what we call I kind of lost my train of thought. I was on the phone so long. I mean, waiting so long. But at the same time, they have to have their birth certificate. They have to have proof of
Residency.
Yeah. Yeah. What's your larger point?
What's the bigger point? They did all this, and they submitted a map that wasn't real. Yeah. They submitted documents that weren't real.
Right, correct. But what I'm saying is more people understood the way it works. Now, I guess say like...
Oh, they understand the way it works.
The seven kids that it's about seven kids that probably shouldn't have been on that team, but if they would have, they could have got waivers at the beginning. You can take kids from anywhere at the beginning of the season, before the season start. You can take kids to get waivers for them. But once the season start, you can't bring kids in without waivers. And so obviously those kids that have waivers because they played in other leagues during the season.
Right. Whatever they did, we're not going back and debating. We know what happened. We know exactly what happened.
Called cheating.
They used players they weren't allowed to use, yeah, and they tried to cover their tracks.
Back in the old country, cheating, they call that.
That's all. I mean, it's we're not sort of retrying anything because it's been decided.
Yep.
It's over.
Yep.
They cheated. They're not champions.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's difficult to...
It is difficult.
I don't know.
You know what you didn't do? You didn't fill out the form.
Sam in Mundelein is next on the score.
Hey, fellas, listen, just a couple of quick things, really, honestly here. Jesse Jackson is evoking Christ and Ferguson because he's a genius like that, number one.
Why does that make him a genius?
It makes him a genius?
I'm just saying it's Jesse, for Pete's sake. The other thing is, I wonder how long it's going to take Father Flager to back away from his position once he's reminded or is told that the whistleblower, Mr. Jane, has been married to a black woman for 12 years.
I don't think he cares.
Well, he doesn't care, and he doesn't even know the fact. He said he didn't know the fact.
He said he doesn't care about any of that.
He doesn't care.
I didn't even know that he'd been made aware. But number three, where I cannot wait to hear from Al Sharpton.
Why?
What? Al Sharpton
is coming
too?
Why would you want to hear from him?
Why would you? Yeah, is he coming too?
Oh, that guy hung up. I think he just wanted to hear himself talk.
I think so too.
All right, Tom and Lansing here on the score.
Yeah, I just want to say that I believe that stripping Jackie Robinson of the title was the correct thing to do.
But I think they
should have just left the title vacated because it's a domino effect, and there's too many other teams that can lay claim to that title, saying they didn't have a fair shot at playing for it.
No, there's not. There's only one they beat in the championship game to get to
the team that they beat to get to the championship game can say that, hey, I have a legitimate claim here. They weren't rightfully there. I should have been in that championship game.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, that it's not cut and dry, that somebody else who lost to them could say, well, if we hadn't lost to them, we used this pitcher, or we, you know, there's
not anybody that was really close that they could say it could be me. I mean,
it's not like Mountain Ridge is celebrating it.
No, they're not.
They're really not.
They're not.
It's not like they're saying, oh, yeah, we're the champs. They aren't. They don't feel good about it either. Nobody feels good about it.
Yeah.
So you can leave it vacant. You can give it to them. They're not printing up any banners. They're not having any parades. All the stuff coming out of there is just saying the same thing as everybody else is saying it's too bad.
Yeah. Well, it happens. It happens. And, I mean, you know, sometimes you get away with it. Sometimes you don't. In this case, you didn't. And, I mean, other tournaments, they don't care. In this one, they do. I mean, I take the word of Mulder when he talks about that they've been doing this for a long time. I tend to believe that. He probably knows the situation. I think he was a pretty good player then. I know we faced him, so I know he was a pretty good player. Probably well aware. He probably played enough tournaments, right? In South Holland, I believe he was from. I think he probably played enough tournaments to know what was what. Don't you think so? I bet he did from probably eight on. He probably was somebody who played in a lot of tournaments, so... I'll take him at his word. They've been doing this a long time. I have no reason not to.
This is not really a complicated story.
No, it's not. Why does it have to be?
And Little League International has ruled, and they're not going to be forced out of their ruling by a bunch of people crying about it. And that's what's happening. You're getting people crying about it. And again, the example for these unfortunate kids who are being used as pawns, used as human shields by a bunch of adults who should know better. All they're doing, these ostensible community leaders, parents, role models, are teaching the kids it's okay to cheat,
yep,
to try to win. And when you get caught, you throw a tantrum like a baby. You cry about it. You point fingers. You find you blame everybody else. You claim persecution. You invoke the crucifixion. You talk about racism.
The whole playing deck is there. All the cards are there.
The victim card. And then when that doesn't work, you create a world where it didn't happen, where you're still champion.
That's the world we're at now, by the way.
And you hold a rally. Champions still. Right. No, you're not. You're not champions. You're officially not champions. You've been scrubbed from the Little League website. For a reason. And there's no accountability. So I feel bad for the kids, and I wish them a whole lot of luck. These are the people showing them the way you're supposed to act, the way you're supposed to respond in adversity, and insulting them by assuming they can't handle the truth of their situation. It's insulting to these kids. It does them an immense disservice, and that's the most unfortunate thing, is how kids are being used and how kids are they continue to be used as pawns for and by others.
Yeah, I think the green kid yesterday said, well, you know, we're still a champion, and drew a round of applause from everybody around him. So, I mean, that's, you know, that when you get to that point, when the kids are speaking this nonsense, when you're using them to speak, I mean, from the adults that were there, that's okay. They're all, you know, but now the kid's doing it too. So, I mean, you're really... I mean, it's hard to find a winner here, but there's certainly plenty of losers.
That's Boers. I'm Bernstein. 5 o'clock. Who you crapping? You've got the score.
Blackhawks coverage on the score is presented by Bud Light, official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks.
Hey, guys.
You don't want to give yourself a headache running around tomorrow frantically searching for the right gift at a crowded mall where confused looks are everywhere. No, no, no. Here's what you do. Just think Sherry's Berries and all will be fine. Unless, of course, your wife or girlfriend doesn't like a box of decadent, delicious, giant strawberries dipped in dark chocolatey goodness and topped with chocolate chips, a decorative swizzle, or chopped nuts. Did I mention that they're fresh, juicy, and unbelievably tasty? Now I have. What I haven't mentioned is that my wife, the girls in the office, oh man, and several family members have all had them during the last couple of years and absolutely loved them. And the best thing is that you can get a box of these giant dipped strawberries right now, starting at just $19.99. That's a better than 40% savings right from the start. One more thing, because my listeners have been so loyal, you can double the amount of berries for just $10 more by using the code name Boers. Believe me, you'll want to do that. This is quick, easy, and your sanity will be maintained. Just go to berries.com. That's BERRIES.com to place your order. To get your special deal, just click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in my last name, Boers. That's BOERS. You won't be sorry.
Wow, or this Valentine's Day with a spa day. Call the spa at Eaglewood Resort in Itasca to order your gift card today. 630-773-1400 or eaglewoodresort.com. Special $25 certificate with a purchase of $150 or more.
CBS Monday. Meet Caroline and Max.
You only live once, YOLO. And you only live till the next time you say YOLO.
These two broke girls.
The cheap toothpaste we've been using is really diaper free. On the plus side, that rash cleared up on my gums.
Are TV's two best friends.
Why are you acting weird? Pets are not my thing. I already have something needy and fluffy that'll die if I don't take care of it. You.
And they're too funny to miss.
I said something today I never thought I'd say. Thank you.
Two broke girls. Monday. Only CBS.
This Friday, if you're looking for a reason to go to paradise, Hawaii 5-0 has oh so many.
Let's go, come on.
Like McGarrett and Dano.
Should we call for backup? You're my backup. Last time you said that, I got shot in the shoulder.
Chin Ho.
Don't move a muscle.
Kono.
I admire the confidence.
Comes with a badge.
Grover.
Wherever you go, trouble follows.
That's funny coming from you.
And even.
Booyah.
Jerry.
We make a great team.
Should be good.
Hawaii 5-0, CBS Friday.
CBS Thursday.
Prepare to weep at the glory of my genius.
When you're America's favorite geeks.
Yes!
That's big.
Paradigm-shifting news, gentlemen.
When you're the number one comedy on television.
You used to it yet?
No.
Me neither.
That's big.
Does it get any better than this?
When you're having your biggest season ever.
My brain is better than everybody!
That's Big Bang.
Yeah!
The Big Bang Theory, Thursday, only CBS.
CBS Wednesday.
In simple terms, we use behavioral science to hunt down monsters.
Find out why Criminal Minds is TV's number one suspense thriller.
He has two forms of expression, silence and rage.
The only thing more dangerous than a serial killer.
This guy is smart. We have to be smarter.
Are the people who catch them.
Now it's our turn to chase him.
The answer's in there somewhere. You just gotta find it.
Searching for bad boys. It's my specialty.
Criminal Minds. Wednesday, only CBS.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call WeSpeak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.